to the fundamentals of digital audio. Edition of the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. I'm your host, Jeff Hankerson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about equipment. What do you need as far as microphones and accessories to get audio into your computer? And it's complicated. If you're looking at this for the first time, you don't know where to start. There's so many different possibilities. So what I've done is I've tried to break this down into five different categories and try to explain the pros and cons of each and who might benefit from each method. And those methods are a USB microphone. The second one is a sound card with a preamp and a microphone. The next option is a USB or FireWire audio interface that includes things like the M-Box from DigiDesign or the Mackie Spike or the FireWire audio interface from M-Audio. You can also use external equipment such as an iRiver MP3 recorder, a mini disc recorder, or something like a Marantz PM660, which is a standalone recorder that takes professional microphones. And the last method is to use a mixer or a soundboard with either a USB or FireWire interface, or that might go right into your sound card. So those combine a little bit. Tonight, though, we're just going to talk about USB microphones and the pros and cons, who might benefit from using USB mics. Okay, what are the pros of using a USB microphone? The biggest advantage is it's really the simplest way to record your voice. Basically, you plug the microphone into your computer, set it as a sound input, adjust your levels, and push record in your audio editing program. That's it. You're recording. And this isn't to be underestimated. If you have to go out and spend 3 months learning how to use a complicated mixer and setup to record yourself, you might not ever get started. So keep that in mind. How much time do you want to invest in learning how to use this equipment? If you want to just hit the ground running, a USB microphone might be the way to go. Another advantage is that this is might be the cheapest way to get audio into your computer as well. There are some decent USB microphones in the $20 to $40 range, not really professional, but they're okay. And another big plus is that we're starting to see some more professional USB microphones hit the market, and they're in from somewhere around $79 to $150. And you know, it's nice to see that these are being aimed at podcasters, and they're simple, they sound pretty good, and they might be a good way to go if you're looking for simplicity. The drawbacks with a USB microphone are the quality of the microphone. Now, I've just said that there are a couple of newer microphones that are USB and that are fairly professional sounding. That said, there are a whole bevy of professional microphones that aren't USB microphones that probably sound better. So that's one drawback. Another drawback is that it's not really a very scalable way to go. If you want to be able to record 2, 3, 4 people playing music, you're going to need to have a setup where you can go into a mixer and have multiple microphones plugged in. And these mixers don't have USB ports. They have XLR ports, and that's what standard professional microphones use. So if you need to expand, if you want to record bands, music, it's really not going to be the best way to go. It's better for the solo podcaster, perhaps. those are the two main drawbacks. So let's talk about some potential products that might work for you if you're looking for a USB microphone. On the low end, you have the USB Logitech microphone, which can be had for about $20 on Amazon. It's not the greatest of sound qualities, but it works. I have one of these, and you know, it's okay. I mean, it's quick and dirty, and you get the sound in. The sound quality isn't the best, but it works. So that's one way you can go. Another product I've been hearing good things about is the Plantronics headset, and a USB headset, Plantronics. It's about $40 on Amazon, and there's a guy named Craig Patchett who does a podcast called the Behind the Scenes Podcast. I'll point to it in the show notes, and he uses one of these things, and he has a couple episodes where he talks about specifically microphone technique and how to get the best quality out of a cheaper USB microphone, and it's really worth a listen. It's about a 10-minute podcast. I suggest you check it out. It's really going to help you with your production, and I'll link to it in the show notes. And the higher quality USB microphones that are starting to hit the market include the Samsung, and let's see that I forgot to write down the model number, but it runs for $79. I'll put it in the show notes, and it's gotten some pretty decent reviews. I'll link to a review on the Macintosh website and another one from the Pod Squad podcast where people are saying pretty positive things about this microphone. And for $79, it's you know, it's almost an impulse buy. So I think that you might want to think about that one. And the last microphone that's a little bit higher quality but is still a USB microphone is the Snowball from Blue. Blue's a company that's known for making high-end microphones, and it's a pretty interesting product placement. It costs $149, and there aren't a lot of reviews out yet that I've been able to find on the web. I do happen to be using that microphone right now, but the one review that I did see was kind of an informal one from Bob Levitis, known as Dr. Mac, and he really said that he really liked it. The sound quality was pretty good, maybe not as quite as good as some of the other more professional microphones he had, but all being said, it was pretty good, and it was so easy to use that he often found himself using the Blue Snowball USB mic instead of some of the other ones because you plug it in and you're ready to go. So those are a couple of USB microphones. I'm not endorsing any of these personally, or being none of these companies is sponsoring this podcast. But I think these are good places to start if you're thinking about looking for a USB microphone. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. Be sure to check out the show notes at digiaudio.podcast.com. I'd love to hear your feedback, and that's send me email at digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, I've asked for participation in the show, and I think the way to do this is to have people review their own rigs and have reviews from people who are actually using it instead of, you know, places like Macworld and other, you know, professional publications. It's nice to hear what real users think. So I think I'll start a segment called Review Your Rig. Maybe I'll start with my own. So be watching for that soon, and I'd love to get more people to send in a review of their rig and let so people can know how different setups, different products and equipment work for them.